This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. If you want to hit the gym in Boston, then starting today, you need to show proof of vaccination before entering. City officials are using a new mandate to try to slow the spread of COVID-19 and encourage residents to get vaccinated. The requirement is taking effect during what is typically the busiest month for health clubs. WBUR's Daryl C. Murphy checked in with a few to see how they're approaching the changes.
A nearly empty gym can be great for social distancing, but for gym owners, it can be disastrous. Here at HealthWorks in Back Bay, attendance is less than half of what it was before the pandemic. But General Manager Jody Hinman says things are picking up. The club recently registered its highest number of new members since 2020. She says the city's new vaccine mandate may help to explain it.
I think it's a little bit of our marketing and how we've been presenting things for the month and encouraging new members to get back in here. But I do feel that the mandate has a little bit of an impact as far as creating that a little more safe of an environment for people that may have been hesitant before.
The mandate requires people 12 and older to show proof of vaccination to enter places like gyms, restaurants, and entertainment venues. It applies to workers, too.
You know, we're happy to have the mandate and be able to check people's vaccines, make sure everyone's as safe as we possibly can be here in the club.
A couple people working out at the gym were a little less enthused. Krista Ellis of South Boston says she understands why the city is implementing the mandate. She's vaxxed and boosted herself, but what other people do makes no difference to her.
Personally, I'm not super concerned whether or not people choose to be vaccinated or not. That doesn't make me feel any less safe or prohibit me from going out at all.
Sabina Lee of Brookline says she supports the new requirement, but wants the city to go further with things like more accessible testing and mask distribution.
I feel like the recent surge is a policy failure, in my opinion. I feel like they should be doing more.
According to the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association, by July of last year, more than 20% of gyms and studios across the country closed during the pandemic. And the fitness industry lost more than $29 billion during the same period. So after surviving shutdowns, capacity limits, and mask mandates, some gym owners worry a vaccine requirement could lead to more losses. Patrick McDonough owns Body and Fuel in Dorchester. It's a small gym that offers group workout sessions. He's been able to stay afloat with loyal members, and he even picked up some new ones this month. Still, he thinks the mandate may lead to some cancellations, and that could hurt him.
There's a handful that I know of that have been asking, am I, you know, going to mandate it? And I'm like, well, I'm a business in the city, so I don't really have much of a choice. So we'll see what happens. I have to wait and see, really.
Gym-goers looking to dodge Boston's mandate may find it hard to do. Brookline launched its own mandate today. So far, Cambridge has no plans for a vaccine requirement, but John Pecchia is taking matters into his own hands.
Just rather be overcautious than undercautious.
Begin set three.
Pecchia owns Get in Shape for Women in Cambridge. It's a small gym where he leads classes of four women at a time. He plans to ask members to show proof of vaccination as he brings in new clients.
Just keeping the existing members in the studio space a little bit more comfortable, knowing that other people around them are vaccinated, will keep everybody a little bit more at ease.
For him, the peace of mind is worth the extra effort. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy.